The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com in the wonderful city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I don't know what we're going to get today. They've been calling for rain the last 3 days and I hadn't seen any. So
yeah, well, there's a chance of rain here in about 30 minutes, but did you see that on Thursday? That massive cloud coming from Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way we're not going to get rain. And
I was sitting on the porch waiting for it, and then the damn sun came out.
Yeah. Well, it did drip, but
not much.
I was like, there is no way that's going to miss us. I mean, it just can't evaporate that much. But
well, you and I, as long as we've worked outside, and I mean, going back into the 80s, if it comes from Tennessee over the mountains, generally we're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's going to go up the 85 corridor or the 40 corridor north of us. And Huntersville up through there will get hammered. And we'll just watch it from afar. But if it comes down the 85 below the mountain edge there, get ready.
Yeah. From Atlanta up.
Because we actually, yeah, Atlanta biggie. Now, Linda said they had some bad rain the last two nights. Mm-hmm. And we never got any of it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I know. I don't think that cooling tower could do all of that, but I think it has something to do with it over there.
I've been saying that for 40 years, and people laughed at me in the last five years. They've kind of agreed with me.
Yeah.
But throwing all that steam up in the air, and it's what it is, steam, and it's thermal pollution. It changes the temperature of there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the storms come up, and they get close to that power plant, and they split.
Mm-hmm.
It either goes down to Chester or goes up to
State. It's not 100% pure theory, but because it does rain over there. But I've seen it, like you said, we've seen it a million times come across there. So there's a little cloud up there right now. Supposed to come through here.
The last Friday night, 2 weeks ago, we had a severe thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. That lightning was bouncing off them trees in front of the house.
Something else. You talk about the mountains, and the mountains, they protect us a lot from a lot of storms, like those crazy storms they get in the Midwest and all that. That's usually when it comes across there. If there's anything left, it just, except for the other night now in Rocky Mountain, that was craziness.
So my sister lives in Rocky Mountain. I didn't realize it was Rocky Mountain because they're talking about Nash and Edgecombe County. Well, that's northeast of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And she told Tommy it was only 9 miles from her plant.
Yeah.
The one that got hit. So. But they were calling for the chance of tornadoes yesterday morning.
Yeah.
It never materialized.
I still haven't looked at pictures or seen anything yet, but they said the winds got to 150 mile an hour in one of those tornadoes. So that's a massive tornado.
The plant it hit apparently was a distribution facility.
It was a Pfizer.
For medical, I guess, pills and
stuff.
Yeah,
medicine. They lost a lot of.
And it blew it all over the place.
Pallets of medicine. Well, just a little bit of medicine.
Yeah, it took the whole end of the building off. But.
Well, today is supposed to be under 90, so I was looking yesterday, it said 83. I was like, ooh, that'd be great. But now they went back to 86. So, and we've had some. You know, Thursday night, we had something in my house, and like you said, clouds were coming across there, and then it just disintegrated, but it was kind of it cooled everything off, and it was a little breeze. I mean, for July, you don't usually get a breeze, one that you want anyway.
Well, I'm going to tell people now that don't believe your network radio or TV station's weather forecast. 93 degrees in July is not that hot.
No, it's not.
I mean, we usually.
What's the highest we've had this year, you think? About 93, probably.
96, I think.
Did it get to 96 one day?
Not this week, last week.
Really?
And I don't think it was there very long.
Yeah.
But it's been low 90s primarily.
Well, they got this heat index thing they throw at you now, and it's 91, and it feels like 101.
that's the same thing as chill factor.
Yeah.
It was developed by the military in World War II to determine the effect of cold or heat on equipment, not on people.
Yeah.
And they've kind of adjusted it. And, you know, if you work out in it every day, 100 degree heat index just makes you feel worse than you already do.
Yeah, I hate to even look at it.
I don't look at chill factor or heat
index. If you're not used to working out in that, then that's going to get you. But if you work in it all the time, it's just another day at work.
One day this week, the guys were kind of dragging. I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday. And usually it doesn't bother them, but they were kind of moving a little slow. But you just
do. I've been sending some people home early, and then we're kind of, maybe we get busy in the morning a lot more than afternoon usually, and it'll die down after 3, so we'll kind of send people home to get a little break. Fall, but fall will be here before you know it.
It's July.
Wide open again.
That's what happens in July. It gets hot. August, it gets hot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people talking about being so hot are the ones that sit in the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, that will get you. It gets me at work sometimes if I'm in there. Now, our store, it's not an ice box. I mean, it's a big tin box sitting in the sun. So the air conditioner does keep it cool, but it's not.
Not
too
cold.
Bad. So
it's
going in,
cold.
Going in and out of there is not too bad, but that can get you if you're going in and out.
That was the problem I had probably the last 15 years at ours. It's not the air conditioning inside; it's going in and out. Mm-hmm. It just tear you up, and
I went to our store over in Greenville and worked a couple of days. The guy was on vacation, and they had that thing there really cool in there. It was kind of a smaller place. And going in and out of there, my throat was all just next week was just this whole time.
So you
I knew that anyway, but.
You go over and fill in for
them. I did.
But they don't come in and fill in for you.
I don't want nobody over there in my store.
You won't leave your store.
I'll ask for help. I just get people to do it.
I got
a good staff. So
you
I can miss a couple of days.
They can run it a few days.
Yeah.
Tony and Stig.
I got this cell phone. It's.
The boss is there.
Brenda.
She runs the place anyway. We all know that. She does more part-time than you do full-time. Okay.
Here's
the music. Mr. Matthew's giving us the signal, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Beach.
It's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Bayguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Play our songs again when I got to the garden party.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. We're kind of messing with microphones here. Say something, honey.
Good morning.
We got Steve's guardian is here again.
Yep, that's the boss.
Keep
lady.
Him. You look a lot better than you did 2 weeks ago.
I feel a lot better.
I know what happened. You started listening to her.
I didn't listen to her, I didn't have a choice. The doctor said, you listen to the Sergeant Major.
Steve's getting around a little better. He's still not getting around great, but he is. Rhonda's been taking good care of him and
told him
he needs to thank God he has a beautiful woman, caring woman, to take care of him.
I don't know about the woman part. I just say the Sergeant Major.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, whatever you say to her.
You don't salute?
Not well. I thought about it when the doctor called her Sergeant Major.
Yeah. Well, he's probably glad she's helping you, too.
Well, he didn't call me
anymore. He don't want to see you come in there because something happened because you didn't listen.
He called her Saturday and Sunday during the day. I mean, he personally called her and said, wanted to know if I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
You want to say his name on the air?
Dr. Allen. He's a vascular surgeon. Mm-hmm. And I can't pronounce the name of the practice. It's Piedmont's PR or something. They do heart surgery, too.
Yeah.
And vascular surgery, and he's the only vascular surgeon.
Well, thank you, Dr. Allen.
And he is awesome, man. His staff is awesome. He's got three PAs that work with him, and they're just amazing. I mean, it is, they keep in touch with you. I have to say.
Now, Ronnie, did you tell Steve that they put a tracking device in him while he was there? They can keep up with him.
I'm beginning to think they might have.
No, but Dr. Allen is very good. He's very straightforward and to the point, and he don't mess around.
Good.
Well, I guess
not there to have a conversation.
2 weeks ago yesterday, he yelled at me.
Yep.
Real loud.
Yeah, wow.
We were in an exam room, and they heard him in the waiting room.
Oh, man. They're like, don't worry. That's just Steve Crump back there. Don't worry about it.
And
he's been yelled at before.
Even the PA was in shock. But he was right. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So I thought I was, but apparently I wasn't. I was kind
of... Well, we're glad to have you back.
Taking advantage.
Missed you there a couple weeks.
He's come a long way, and he's a lot better than he was 2 weeks ago. And it's just going to take time. Mm-hmm. It's a long road to go.
As Jennifer, the PA, one of the PAs told me Tuesday, she said, he told you your recovery would be 3 to 4 months. You've done 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You got a while, yeah.
I see why he wanted you to be retired before you did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the best ought to work.
And I agree with Tommy. He said this week, the best thing about being retired is not having to work on Saturdays.
Yeah.
43 years of Saturdays now. Getting up this morning and knowing
imagine what you're going to be doing once you get healed here.
As little as
it's
possible.
Like a world
as
of
little as
opportunities.
I think he needs to come over to Carolina Fresh and work part-time with you just to get him out of the house.
Yeah.
And since he knows about plants
he does.
All that, he can come work with you for a couple hours a day.
I wouldn't mind that. We need a greeter.
Tommy needs it worse than I do.
I can give him a chair right at the front door.
He won't need a chair by then. He'll be recovered.
Well, he needs to relax a little bit. He can sign pictures. We'll get some pictures of Steve Crump's face. We need to get that old billboard picture, and then he can sign that thing.
I got a picture of the old billboard at the office.
With a shotgun in it or one?
No, this four aim is shot.
Put a little dot in there.
It wasn't a shotgun. It was a 30-06 rifle. And you remember Amos, right?
I remember you telling the story. I don't know the young man, but it was
Amos. Well, he's passed away now, but Amos is the one that shot it.
Now, was he mad at you or just playing with you?
No, he was just
thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny. And I told him I owe him because it hit the front page of the Herald back then. I mean,
did he never get in trouble for it?
Mm-mm. I wasn't going to tell him.
Yeah.
I got too much free advertising.
Yeah, I know.
It was front page of the Herald.
Steve Crump has been shot on the billboard.
We were over at Golden's Mini Market. Donnie Golden ran over there where Wagon Tails is now. And the highway patrolman walked up to us, and we played softball with him. He said, who'd you make mad? And I had no idea what he was talking about.
And
I rode down there and looked at
him. That's funny.
And I bet I had 200 phone calls that day. You made somebody mad.
That's funny.
The biggest thing since Who Shot
JR? That's it. It was about the same time period.
Yeah.
I love thinking about that, Who Shot JR, but you had to wait, how was that, 6 to 8 months?
It was a whole season, yeah.
People couldn't stand it now because they got to have everything. Uh-huh. They got to know now. You watch these shows.
Oh, people
a lot of them don't leave you with a cliffhanger. You can't
people
look at.
Talked about it every day for 6 months.
I know.
But it's...
That's crazy how the world has changed like that.
Tommy takes me over to the office, and I do a little paperwork, and I come back about – I go about 7:30 and get back about 10:30. So I'm into watching Westerns now.
I got an email from you this week. I sent you two invoices, but I probably sent them after 10:30.
I got them the next morning.
Next day.
I got them next morning.
Yeah.
Tommy's doing a lot of it over with credit card now. And Lord, he had $6,000 worth of credit card charges in May. So I got to do June Monday. And there's not much on June. So. But if it's just like your place. They go in there, the ideas, they can go in there and pick something up, and we don't have to send a check and all that. So we did the Capital One thing, and that was such a pain in the butt. He just gave you a credit card and do it that way, which is fine. But the guys don't pick up the receipts.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there trying
to. My guys are supposed to email them to you, and they do part of it most of the time, but the time they don't, then boom.
You or Brenda do it a lot of it.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, there's one or two that slip through.
Yeah.
And they're not a whole lot of money. There's just enough money to mess me up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm a little bit anal. I like everything to balance to the penny.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Brenda. We get our big furniture order, and this Amish guy does this. He does this. He had this spreadsheet thing that would drive anybody crazy. It's like a maze thing to try to fill out. So Brenda actually came up with something different. He actually uses her form now to do it, but the other day she came up a couple cents off, and it's we have $40-something thousand worth of furniture we ordered. If you can, I told her if you get down to a couple cents, you can just I'll scribble my name on that.
It's rounded
off. Push it on through.
No.
Yeah.
It's got a balance.
Put it in right, it'll come out right.
I have spent hours over 3 cents.
Wow.
I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So Tommy still got there getting a few things done?
Yeah. We were going to close on December 31st. That was the plan. Mm-hmm. He told me the week before Christmas. So I got 5 or 6 weeks worth of landscaping left. The day on the 13th, before I went in the hospital on the 14th, he said, I got 5 or 6 weeks worth of landscaping left. And as of yesterday, he still got five or six weeks worth of landscaping left. It's like Rich Papasenko used to be the soccer coach at Winthrop. We just did a little bit for him, and he told him, said, you're going to have to finally say no.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing this the rest of your life?
That's right.
The music again.
That's a good
one. That one flew by, so we'll be right back to the Gardner's Beat.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy 3-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
I won't back down.
Hey, baby.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. As I said before, we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. We've talked about the weather and all. Now, I hadn't done it in a while. We need to talk about some grass in 93-degree heat.
Yeah, let's talk about grass
now,
my
voice is looking real good.
Yeah. And I cut our plots out in front of the store yesterday, and they look probably as good as they going to look all year. Even the fescue looks good on the end down there. We've been taking care of it. But right now, if you have fescue, on our sign out front, we says if your fescue could talk, it would say, help. But there's not much you can do, but just hang, pray, and you can put a little iron treatment on there. Most of the fungus, if it attacks fescue, is kind of gone. I mean, it usually attacks it earlier. We haven't had a lot of storms technically come through. If we get a lot of thunderstorms at night, or if we get on into late August, September hurricane, you know, it could dump a bunch of water here. But
I might be wrong on this, but I'm thinking about it because Tommy looked at one the other day and he said it's the best it's ever looked. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been dealing with it for 20 years. But the nighttime temperatures were so low for so long.
Oh, it lasted. We got fescue got a free month of cool weather.
And we got a lot of rain.
Basically, we used to get hot around Memorial Day, and it didn't get hot till end of June. So that was a good 30 days. Yeah. And I've always said in my thoughts that if you could have 1 month less of heat, you'd have great fescue. So if August wasn't around, fescue can make it, but so like I say, you just try to hang on to it. I really, if you've done a bunch of fungicide and you still have some fungus, I hate to see people keep doing it. Just I say save money for seed, be honest with you.
It's getting this late in the season, you're kind of wasting your time.
I don't mind selling things, but I hate to see people struggling with it.
Now, one thing over the years we ran into, and this has been for a long time, that if it starts getting a little brown tinge to it with 95 degrees, 93 degrees. It's shutting down. It's going dormant. It's not dry and not struggling. But they run out and water it. And that's really the worst thing you can do to it is water it. Yeah, you don't want to let it get dry and sort of blow away, but you don't want to.
And you definitely want to water in the morning. You don't want to do... I didn't follow my own directions the other night, watered at night, and I could tell looked like I had a little fungus on one side of my house there, where I had some misters.
That quick?
But, the next 2 days later, it looked like it could have already been there a little bit, you know,
probably.
Brought it on. But
probably.
I haven't run my sprinklers a lot. I probably should run them more. I just try to let nature take care of it. Well, like I said, we had a good bit of rain off and on. I was gone, was it last Saturday? We had Jay that lives out off Eastview Road said he had 4 inches of rain in an hour. I got back to my house from the mountains. I didn't have anything in my rain gauge. I don't think it rained at all.
It bounced around. We hit it at the house and the office and down towards the lake they didn't get any.
But 4 inches of rain, 4 miles from my house, and I get nothing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy.
That's the way it was Saturday. Yeah. Friday and Saturday. But that's summertime.
The mountains are super nice. I mean, I could definitely get used to that weather. I don't know about the winter, though.
You can have it.
January and February might be tough. We were talking to some people up there that said, well, don't buy a house on a hill because you'll regret that. These people got stuck in their house 10 days last winter.
Now, where are you going to buy a house up there that's not on a hill?
Well, there's a lot of houses not on a big old hill.
But, most of them are.
Right? You got to go up and down a hill to get to it usually. So.
I grew up
there. They meant like a cliff.
I grew up there. We lived there 19 years, something like that. And the thing is, when we lived there, we pretty much, in the summertime, the weather was so bad, you stayed at home and...
Mm-hmm.
But in the wintertime, the weather was so bad, you stayed at home. In the summertime, there's so many people, you stayed at home. So what you did was stay at home. I've seen more sights up there after I moved away than I did the 20 years we lived there.
That's funny.
And I took her up. She'd never been to Asheville, and took her where we grew up, and it was cow pastures and dairy farms, and now there's houses you can reach out and touch each other, and the driveways are so steep. I don't know how to get up there in the wintertime.
Yeah, a problem.
And I mean, they're everywhere. And
but the fescue looks so good up there.
Oh, it does.
Gosh,
it does.
It was
beautiful. They're getting warmer up there than it used to. I mean, the weather.
It just doesn't. It's
climate change.
Humidity is never like it is here.
No,
I mean, the guy said the week before we were there, it was really hot. And And they might get in the 90s here and there, but ain't more than 6-7 days a whole year, probably.
In the 60s and 70s when we lived there, I don't remember ever getting above 90 degrees.
Like Monday morning, it was 59 degrees.
Yeah, that's about right.
Which I like in the morning.
We had, I was in high school. My senior year, they built a science building, and that was the only building I'd ever been in that had air conditioning.
Oh, man.
I mean, we didn't have it at the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it just didn't get.
You don't really need it.
It didn't get hot enough for it. Now every building up there has got air conditioning, but back then they didn't.
That's good to have, especially at night. I like to have it cold at night. Sleep better. Well, anyway, your warm seed, you said your zoysia is looking awesome, so it's still time to fertilize.
I think I need to nitrogen. Do that. Yeah, it's probably getting a little tinged.
Probably run out, whatever they did. Usually fertilizer that we sell lasts a good month and a half. Can last 2 months, but with the weather and all, it'll probably bleed out in like 45 days, and those zoysia Bermuda is using up with the growth, using its food primarily, is what you'd say, using it up quickly. So go ahead and get that down. You can really, if you're missing some spots you want to grow in and all that, now's the time to be pushing it so it can grow in. So good thing. And cut it a little bit low. You don't want to do it all at once. If you don't have it low right now, take it down a notch maybe each time. Best you can.
I got one section, I guess, if you're at the road looking at the front door, is just to the left of the door. And it's a little, I don't know what you call it, different. Mm-hmm. And Tommy and I were looking at it a week or so ago. We finally realized there used to be a pine tree there. That beetles took out and we had taken down. Lord, this is in the 90s. And I guess some of them roots are finally rotting away.
Maybe getting soft and they're not holding water.
It's not as level as it should be. So we're going.
You could probably aerate and throw some compost on it.
Compost or sand?
Well, either one. You could do a mixture. I mean, the compost, as long as it's fine, you know, you can brush it in there and at least to give it some more nutrients than sand would.
Okay.
Some people do a mixture. Sand is good for leveling, but it's something it can wash away quicker, you know, if it's on a hill or something.
I don't think this have a problem with washing, but
it'd be good to have some nutrients probably in there.
We could put a little.
Since you had a stump brought out. And a lot of times you'll have these compacted areas in your yard. Sometimes it'll get so hard the water won't really go down through there. And the name's escaping me right now. But it's almost like a little domes on there, and you have to kind of bust the ground loose to get some water down in there and open it back up again.
Okay. There's Matthew again with the signals.
Yeah. So
we're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon.
Do you have an above-ground pool? They sure have become popular. There's no better way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Imperial Pool and Patio will give you good advice on a customized pool care program to fit your pool and preferences. Chlorine or non-chlorine, once-a-week maintenance, more attention to algae, staining, or pool surfaces. Whatever your situation, expect great results with BioGuard products because that's what your family expects of you.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Miranda, you look so fine. And I love what you take.
back to the gardener's bench Rhonda, and my beautiful help, bride, Rhonda. Rhonda.
She is a beautiful bride.
He just doesn't need to start singing for a living.
I think I can make some money.
To stop.
Yeah, well, that's one way.
Anyway, my beautiful bride's taking good care of me the last 6-8 weeks now.
She is.
Got several more weeks to go. But one thing I wanted to mention with her, she's got some plants on the deck in the back.
No. I have two strawberry hydrangeas. I have a yellow peony, and I have irises.
Yep. She's got the strawberry vanilla hydrangeas, and she still has a little trouble watering. Pots are tough.
They are.
Especially in the summer. So she's been watering it, and Tommy come in and said, need to water your plants.
Yeah.
Because they're drooping, and the best thing is like yesterday, she said, well, they need water, but I'm going to wait and see if it rains. Well, that's really not the thing you should do, because they'd struggle a little bit.
In a pot, definitely.
But if they're in a pot, you water them real good. And what we recommend, and she's been doing a good job of, is take ice cubes and put them in the pot on the soil and let them melt gradually, and they soak in. That's what we do at trade shows.
Okay, right? Yeah.
When we used to go to all of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Atlanta.
Well, it also doesn't end up leaving a puddle on the floor.
It doesn't water on the floor.
Not that much water, but just enough water.
It melts gradually and soaks in, and you need to get it soaked in, because if you just water the pot, it'll run down the sides and not get in there. And I used to cringe when somebody said, well, I need some plants for my pots. Well, you don't know what kind of pots they are. Concrete pots are horrible because they soak the water away from the plant.
Yeah.
Plastic pots, sometimes you get too much water
hot,
in the plant.
You get hot, too, can't it?
And you know, we grew thousands of them in black pots. Well, 95 degrees in a black pot, guess what? Yeah. You
know? And sitting on black tart.
Yeah, black. So it worked pretty good in the wintertime. Yeah. Summertime, it wasn't real nice. But she's done a real good job on them now. She's got the yellow peonies you're talking about. That's one of them high-dollar things.
I'm worth it.
Yeah, that's right.
I won't argue that point.
But I brought them in last winter and put them downstairs in the bonus room area, as we call it. And what I did was I've got a couple of those big metal pans at Dollar General or something and put them in. And I kept them with ice so I could keep them going during the winter.
Well, that makes a big difference.
It does. And I mean, they don't get as much light down there, but they're dormant anyway in the wintertime. Yeah. And I put them back on the deck when it got warm, and they just blossomed out. So,
oh, they're awesome. They put on a huge bloom. And back, we had them 2 years ago, I guess, and we were selling them retail at $79.95 and sold out. But the year before, we had a customer buy some from Pike's over in Pineville, and they were $99.95. And they sold out. So
nice.
But the bloom is three times the size of a regular bloom.
I mean, man.
It's just awesome. And people get into stuff like that nowadays.
I've told you about gin and tonic, my two lime trees.
Yep.
That this past, usually I brought them in all winter, and they lost all their leaves, and I had to start all over. But this past winter, you know, we had a moderate winter, so I would take them in and out. If it was going to be above freezing, I'd leave them out. If it was coming in, I would bring them in. And they were all jacked up this year. They've been blooming, and one of them has limes all over the thing, like little size of my fingernail right now. But we're going to get a bunch of limes.
So Teresa just be able to walk outside and
right
get
there,
a
boom.
Cocktail mix.
Okay. Yeah, how about that? So that was worth me dragging them things in and out of the house. I was like,
you got an attaboy.
I was going to do it this year. I'm like, if we don't get some limes, I'm not dragging these things in and out of the house. But
yeah, I do.
I enjoy it. And my garden is going crazy, man. My cucumbers and squash, zucchini, tomatoes. The only thing is I've only gotten like three tomatoes out of my whole thing.
Everybody's struggling with tomatoes.
Yeah, Teresa was like, she told me this morning, she said, what is going on with our tomatoes? Steve said to plant them. At Mother's Day, it wouldn't make any difference, but they're still dragging.
Yeah, but it was 50 degrees in June.
Well, she listened to you, man. So.
And now it's my father to make it on growing.
This was a weird year.
It was.
Weird spring. So,
That's the number one question we get.
I know a lot of people have talked about tomatoes and not producing. Yeah, but I've got some that got blooms all over them. And,
But zucchini, you look at them, they produce. You don't have to do anything.
I didn't see the zucchini the other day, and we got it out. It was just this big of the thing.
Like, if you go see it, look at them in the morning, and it looks about right, you better pick it, because that night it's going to be 4 feet long.
And I've got a bunch of squash, and they're kind of – I planted them earlier, I guess, so they're on the downside. But the cucumbers have – I got cucumbers up on a trellis this time to get them off the ground, because they take over my whole section. My garden is big as this table right here, but all of a sudden, these things are everywhere.
That's what they
do. Deer don't come and invade your garden?
No, I have an outdoor cat, so it's they don't like cat urine and stuff like that.
Oh.
Deters deer from coming. But you're more in the country than I am. But there are deer in my neighborhood, but they don't mess with my garden.
We don't have any cats right now since Pib got killed.
No, we've got a couple cats running around in the yard.
That's the red cat, one in them.
There's
red
a black cat. One out there, too.
I haven't seen the black
and
cat.
And there's a, looks like a calico cat. And then the yellow one. I've seen three cats out there.
Yeah.
You can't catch them. So.
Yeah.
They're feral, so.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of territorial with our yard, so she...
We had one we called Pib, pain in the butt. And he would sit on the deck and wait for you to feed him and all that, and...
Yeah,
he
knew when I got home.
Yeah,
who sat up in the window waiting for me to come out there and feed him.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got kind of brave and got crossing the road one night, got hit by a car. But he had another cat with him. He wouldn't do it by himself. But he
got lured.
I think he did, but I don't know.
Over there,
he was getting to be a little bit of bigger pain than he was in the beginning.
I hear you. I like our outdoor cat. She keeps our neighborhoods. I don't have any snakes around my house or anything like that. So
we don't have any.
I don't have any
snakes.
Birds either. Now, our friend Lauren Mobley came to my house the other night, and she doesn't like talking about outdoor cats. We've talked about that with her before because she's big into birds. But she got to meet Joan Jett the other night. She was lurking around there. So,
well, we've got birds. I mean, we got those wildcats that run around, but I still have lots of birds come around to the feeder.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees. And that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 say, brother, love's travel and salvation show.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. Now, what are y'all talking about?
Listen to Steve try to sing the song.
I asked you if you didn't know the words.
I did know the words.
You were mumbling.
I wasn't singing. I was watching him.
Well, something was coming out of your mouth. It wasn't words. Well, we thought it was funny anyway, me and Rhonda.
It sounds like it.
Something to laugh at you the rest of the day about.
He doesn't remember that I watched or listened to that episode where they made fun of me the whole show.
Oh, Lord.
And he's going to pay for that.
Yeah, I've always paid for it.
He's going to pay. I'm just going to catch him when he least expects it.
You know, catch your heel with that walker.
That's right. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was trying to help Steve get in the door this morning, and I about tripped over the little doorway trying to help him.
And fell down the steps.
Fall down in the back of him.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a shout-out for a guy came in the store the other day, and Tony was ringing him up, and they heard my voice, and he said, "Is that guy that's on the radio?" I couldn't even see me, but his name was Johnny Angel, and he listens to this show every Saturday, so I told him I would give him a shout-out today. And he'd been in our store a few times, but what a cool name, Johnny Angel.
Yeah.
I was about to say, almost sounds like a code name.
Yeah.
Thank you so much Rock for listening to
it. Yeah, man.
Another couple came in, and they were talking about how much they like to listen to it. So, like, you know, when you had people coming there, it'd be like just a run of people all of a sudden telling you they love to listen
day,
to it.
Yeah. All day. I mean, we thank you so much. It's
And I know Miss Dove is down in Myrtle Beach listening to us this morning, too. And her son's probably the most faithful listener, Ken. Even on vacation, his wife said he's sitting there looking at us.
Listen to. Whatever happened to Dale?
I don't know.
He's still around.
I think so.
He's still around. I think he lives there. He's like semi-retired, and he's been traveling around.
I thought he was retired 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, you know, what can I say?
Dale's a fine fella.
Yeah.
Talk about people coming in and listening. We have a couple people at work that listen. One guy on my team, he listens just about every week running errands on Saturdays. He listens to the 10 o'clock show.
A lot of people listen from 10 to 11, but when you're in the car, like you say, you listen here and there and pick up things sometimes. So.
Yeah.
And another thing, I gave you a little tidbit a minute ago. I told you I learned something this week. I always talk about the farmer's market.
Yep.
Being down there at the bottom of the hill, Dave Lyle and White Street and Main Street, but it's actually called the Old Town Market.
Yep.
So let's have its own name.
It's been there before.
Yeah. But it's but old
back
town.
In old days,
it used to be down there.
Found Park is.
Yeah, used to be down there.
For years and years and years.
But please go see these people. It's all local artisans and farmers. There's more than just tomatoes and vegetables out there. There's a lot of things out there. So
there's a lot of vegetables around town right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of stands I've seen that had pretty good looking stuff.
So. Yeah.
You better grab it while you can.
But we're big supporters of local stuff. So, and you know, downtown has a lot of more shops opened up and stuff down there. So if you're down at the bottom of Main Street, you can just walk up Main Street. And
that's one thing about being retired.
Yeah, Steve, I actually get to see what's...
Rhonda and Tommy ride me around.
Rock Hill looks like now.
I'm seeing things that I didn't know were there.
Yeah.
You know, been there for 10 years.
If he hadn't come to the radio station, he wouldn't have seen anything.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's my thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rock Hill's growing.
It's growing, and we got some good people in charge. The city council, believe it or not, are just awesome.
They are.
For years, I gave them a hard time, but the ones we got now, and Mayor Geddes and...
Yeah, well, John.
All of them are pretty sharp.
Thank you, John.
David Behan and Jimmy Bagley as city manager, and we don't have an assistant anymore. It's an associate city manager. So I look at that as a tag team. I remember when both of them started work at very young age with the city, and they're just sharp.
They have a lot of experience. They've been there a long time.
And they don't mind asking questions and working with people. So, and the city staff – I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but since the 80s when I first started dealing with them, they probably got the best staff they've ever had from top to bottom. I mean, these people really
care. You get in trouble saying that?
They really care. Well, some of the earlier staffs might not appreciate it.
But, well, you didn't word it that way. That's pretty good. So.
But
it's good.
They try hard. And,
that's all you can ask people to do.
The problem now, it's not really a problem, but I guess the tough part, we've got so many people moving in, and we won't say from up north, from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last 5 years, I had people from Korea, from you name it.
Yeah, it ain't just north.
One lady was from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, really?
And I finally asked her and her husband, I said, now explain to me how you ended up in Rock Hill, South Carolina from Czechoslovakia. Well, they ended up in Charlotte, and they didn't like Charlotte, so they rode down here, and they liked it. They moved here. And, I mean, they're just super people. But it, people throw ideas at them and sometimes don't want to hear no. Yeah. It kind of causes
some. But Rock Hill is good, good with control and growth and better than our friends across the river.
No,
anyway, so.
No city or county municipality is good at controlling growth. There's just no way to control it.
Well, I think they do.
You can't do it. It's impossible.
Well, they don't build so many apartments. I mean, they only have...
What are they building downtown?
Those are buy-in more.
No, they are not condos. They will not allow condos downtown. They're apartments.
Different kind of apartments then.
Because the way it was explained to me, and I won't say who did it because he might get in trouble, but condos is where you buy them, and about half of them are owner-occupied, and the other half are rentals.
Rent. Yeah, so.
But if they're rentals, all of them are rentals, and you can go to the management company or the owner and say, you've got to quit doing this.
Yeah.
Where if it's a condo, you don't have a whole lot.
It gets more complicated.
It gets a lot more complicated. Yeah. So. But the ones they're building downtown, what I was told is they already have a waiting list for all of them.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And they're not even off the ground yet, a couple of them.
Let's just say they're not very cheap. Affordable.
$1,800 a month?
Yeah, that's a lot.
$14 for one bedroom.
Yeah. $18 for two bedroom.
But that's just supply and demand.
It is.
And we'll have to get into.
I say good for them if they can get it.
We'll get into this affordable housing on another show.
I may have to be out that day.
You really don't want to get into.
We don't
that.
Need to have that discussion on this show.
Not with me anyway. So
probably not.
Not with anyone.
Hmm. I'll stay in my house. I'm only 3 miles from downtown. So.
I'm right there with you.
I'll stay in my four-bedroom house with my beautiful
wife. We're more than 3 miles.
We're paying a little bit less than that.
So. We live in the country, man.
You do.
Ask her.
Well, it's still feels like country, but then you go.
We're a quarter mile from the city limits, but we're in the country.
I like it out there. It's nice, quiet.
Mm. I like that new turn lane and all that over there.
I really like it. The light there at Museum is selling these now.
Nice,
it turns green quicker.
Yeah.
Because of the turn lanes and more traffic. Yeah. So now the one else.
And that road does not go all the way through the Hollis Lakes.
Not yet.
Not
it
yet.
Will.
Not
it
yet.
Will. Okay. Right. Matthew's giving us another signal. So we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about to twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Those are windshields.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. And we're jamming today. We ready to go.
Let's go.
You got my.
Let's go to Old Town Market.
We can do that.
I'd like to do our show down there one morning. I think it'd be cool.
I don't know about this.
Here comes Stephen. Stephen just looked in the window and started shaking his head.
I don't know. Going to Chester once a year is enough for me.
Three blocks away, we can go down there.
Yeah,
it'd be fun. I'd like to talk to some of those people, actually.
That'd be all right, I guess.
I talked to the older gentleman. He's been doing that, like you say, for years when it was back at Fountain Park. He's been there. He's one of the organizers of it, I guess. So it's a good thing. It used to be a Legal Remedy, but like I said, now they're downtown between Main Street and White Street down by Dave Lyle. They're on the end behind the Wells Fargo Bank now, downtown.
I know they open
by 8 o'clock. I don't know how long they stay there, probably till around lunch. But
8 to 2, I think somebody
told me. Is it 2 o'clock?
Wow. I think it's 2 o'clock.
But give people time to wake
that's
up.
That's not all the vegetables. I think that's more the gems and some of the other
stuff. Well, they got art down there.
And all the other stuff.
Necklaces, bracelets.
Yeah, they got all that.
Homemade,
that
local stuff.
Too. It's a good little thing, though.
Come on out to my store today. We're open at 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock on Saturday. And we're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. No Sunday.
And we're not.
And Steve Rolling Hills is closed.
43 years, 9 months, 9 days.
Pull in and wave
hours.
To them from the rope.
And there won't be anybody there.
Now, do you have any more plants to sell at all?
There's still a few left, not me.
So if somebody wants to come, they should come between. I told
eight
some
nine.
People 8 and 9 o'clock, yeah.
Tommy's usually there at 7:30.
8 or 9 o'clock Monday through Friday, not on Saturday.
Gets the guys going. Mm-hmm. The gate will be locked, but they can come in one of the other entrances.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Steve Bach came by last week. Mm-hmm. And he retired a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
he came by, and his hobby was growing camellias.
Oh, okay.
And he had some cool ones. I mean, mm-hmm. he was a member of the National Camellia Society and all
nice.
That stuff. And we bought some from him and sold him a bunch and over the years. And yeah, that was his way of release, I guess, in the backyard. And that he sold the house.
It is good little therapy.
He sold the house in Laurel Creek or Harlingsdale, whichever. I guess it's Harlingsdale. Then he mm-hmm. moved out to the lake, and his wife retired, and he retired. And I think they went on a couple of vacations and decided they didn't like being gone that long.
Yeah.
Which I got the same problem. I don't like being gone a long time.
You wouldn't know.
We went to the beach one time, and she wanted to stay a week, so we went Sunday to Saturday. And we're going through Conway on the way back on Saturday. Said, I see your point. We should have left on Wednesday.
I've been doing a little 3 and 4 day vacation. I haven't done a week-long thing, but it's involved the weekend when I missed a couple times here. But that's kind of good. But usually it takes me a while to settle in, like a day to get relaxed a little bit, you know. Quit answering the phone 5 minutes.
And that
Teresa's very patient with me when we go somewhere. She'll get me to at least lunch to field a few phone calls and then put it down for a little bit.
Then it's not supposed to happen anymore. Well, we used to go to the trade shows down at the beach. And mm-hmm. I guess it was Winston-Salem, the first one. Then we went to Greensboro a couple times, but you couldn't get off work. You couldn't get off work or something to do that. But anyway, they called me and I'd answer them. Mm-hmm. Walk out on the balcony. And say, why do you do that? I said, because it's easier to fix a problem now than wait till I get back and then it's a major problem.
That's just the way it is. I mean, you run your own business and do stuff.
She got a job. The same thing happened. She was answering the calls.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, it's Matthew letting us know. We'll be right back to end this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just...
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
It's an old story. You go on vacation only to come home to a world of disarray. Your lawn is overgrown and your pool has developed a nasty algae problem. Well, the good people at Imperial Pool and Spas and BioGuard can't solve all your problems, but they can help you with your pool. So before you go on vacation, stop by Imperial Pool and Spas and ask about their special vacation plan, because BioGuard guards more than your pool. They guard your time, your vacation, and your peace of mind. Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
There's our theme song for the last segment there.
I'm telling you.
We hope everybody's going to have a lovely day today.
Every day's a lovely day, my man.
Saturday, guess what? It didn't rain.
No, it didn't.
It's supposed to rain. It didn't again. For the third or fourth day in a row. So, Ronnie, better go and water them plants.
I put ice on them this morning.
Oh, good job. Hey, this is being watered right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I watered my garden really good last night. I did it Wednesday night, and then we had that thing at my house Thursday. I didn't water anything. Last night, some of them were looking peaked.
That's right. Yeah, we've been talking around it, but even on the trees and shrubs, you need to make sure you're watering them properly. Mm-hmm. Now, you saw what they used to tell us is about an inch a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you measure an inch
that's
a week.
It's hard to do that this time of year because you got evaporation
and
sprinklers.
And
don't water every day. Try to do like nature would do, maybe – one day, skip two.
We say three times a week on the trees and shrubs.
Yeah.
And, water it good, soak it in, and just the big thing is like dogwoods and red buds and things, if they start drooping late in the afternoon, don't run out there and put a hose on them and crack it open and forget about it and let them. Then you got a problem. Just water it in good, soak it in, and remember, we're not real hot yet.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we don't get there. Maybe this year we'll have a
mild
summer.
We will.
Think we'll get to 100?
I've always been told not to water the plants at night because you don't put a wet feet to bed or something.
I know. Well, that's the time I got to water. I use it, I guess. So. But you're all right. That can cause fungus and things like that at night. So,
okay, so I wasn't wrong.
You're not wrong.
Okay. No.
That depends on who you talk to.
Maybe. I just have to do it. I have to do it.
Y'all are the experts. That's what I'm asking.
I have to do it when David Rector has time to do it.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up this week's show. And
so if you want to.
Before we do, I want to thank Mr. Stephen Stone, our executive producer, and our production manager, Mr. Matt Hires, because without them, we would be in serious trouble.
Look at these titles.
We would be in serious trouble.
Yeah, we would. They do a great job taking care of us.
They make us look good.
They do.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.